Plans are moving forward for a new Riverside neighbourhood in Stockport Town Centre. Stockport Council has appointed CBRE to help develop proposals for the New Bridge Lane area alongside the River Goyt. The early plans could include new homes, green spaces, and improved walking and cycling routes, helping to connect the area more closely with the rest of the town centre. The project is still at the planning and study stage, so no final development has yet been approved. In Woodford, plans have been submitted for a development of 75 new homes on land between Woodford Road and Moor Lane. The site is currently within the Green Belt, which is likely to be an important consideration during the planning process. According to the proposal, half of the new homes would be affordable housing. Local residents have until the 5th of September to submit their comments, with a planning decision expected in November. Businesses across Stockport are being encouraged to help protect their employees ahead of this year's flu season. During October and November, nurses from Stockport Council will be able to visit participating workplaces and provide flu vaccinations directly to employees. Businesses will need to provide a suitable room and cover the cost of the vaccines. Employers interested in taking part are being encouraged to contact the council's health protection team. Greater Manchester Police has published the results of its security operation during Manchester Pride. Police say 17 arrests were made in connection with the operation. Specialist police dogs also recorded 15 drug detections. Despite the arrests, senior officers say the major events held during the busy weekend passed without any significant incidents. And finally, four people have been charged in connection with the investigation into the wildfire near Dovestone Reservoir. The fire happened on the 11th of July and affected an area of countryside in Greater Manchester. The four defendants have been released on bail and are due to appear in court on the 25th of February 2027. Greater Manchester Police say the investigation remains ongoing and officers are still interested in receiving video footage or information from witnesses. That's your local news update for Wednesday, the 2nd of September, 2026.